Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen out there, you're listening to the TD show, other known as Technical Difficulties. And unfortunately, right now, we are experiencing some minor technical difficulties. Let me get my shit together, get my stuff together. Today is definitely Wednesday, October 24th, 7 o'clock in the p.m. Yes, it's not a rumor. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the official internet radio station you need to be, especially on Wild Out Wednesdays, where we talk about the shit that pisses us off. You want to talk about things that irk you, that bother you, just in general, anything you want to get into. You want to shout somebody out. You want to wild out on somebody because somebody stole money out your pocketbook, or Your girl, who's soon to be your ex-girl, sleeping with the next guy. I mean, this is where y'all air it out. You want to, you know, air out your frustrations and what's going on in life, what's going on in the world. This is the show to be at. Make sure I remember the jam lines. I'm JJ the X-Man. The number to call is 347-215-8388. That's 347-215-8388. We are now on live now. Because the people out there are hitting us up with the, you know, with the comments, the messages, showing mad love, they're showing ratings. Please call us out there, all the callers out there. Make sure when y'all, if y'all like the show, y'all hit us up with the 5, 4, 3, 2, or 1. I mean, we're shooting for the 5. I can't tell you what the hell to put. I mean, but if you really like us, the most you can rate us, make sure y'all rate us, because that helps us get bigger and bigger to the point where we'll probably have 4 hours. But as of right now, as I'm reading, it's not a lie. Ladies and gentlemen out there, you are on live now with us for an hour and 57 minutes remaining. Let me get back to the business. I got to shout out my man, SD, the God. SD. Let me see. Here we go. SD.
Yeah.
What's good, man? What's goody?
Ain't none, man. You ain't no falling back, blowing in the wind, at it again, as usual.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely back in full effect.
I mean, I'm around the peoples right now, so you got to pardon the noise or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Same, but this is real talk.
Yeah, it's definitely real talk.
It's not real talk if you flossing and you around the block in the shady spot where it's quiet. I think the callers out there want to know it's real talk. You know, this is technical difficulty.
I'm with the family right now, you know what I'm saying? Don't worry, though. I don't even know what kind of weed I got in this Dutch, but this shit is lime green. I don't like this shit glow in the dark.
Oh,
son, burn them up. I'm about to put a flame to this shit and get it roxy.
I hear that. Well, yeah, the weed, I don't do, but I'm a drinker. When it comes to Red Bull and Grey Goose, it gets loose.
I mean,
and a shot of Patron, it gets on.
I mean, you know, I try to keep my pimp glass full.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What do you keep it full with?
I keep it full. You know what I mean? I fucks with the Patron a little something. You know what I mean? But mostly I'm a hen dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. A hen dog. So if you drink the Henny, yeah, I take it that you're getting a lot. You're getting much and much and plenty.
Oh, yeah. You already know already.
So Henny gives you plenty of action, huh?
Does it, Henny? Well, a little E pill in one of these shorties, you know they ready to go.
All right, now let's see what La Cubanita got to say about that, because she's a smoke head and also a drink head. So is it true that the Henny gets the panties off? Plenty? Plenty Henny?
See, the last time I drank Henny, I don't remember.
Ooh.
So, it could have.
How much is that?
It could have, most likely.
La Cubanita is definitely in the building. You know, the other dude is, you know, he's in the cut, but he's kind of busy right now. He'll be back. But like I said, La Cubanita, I don't think I was able to tell you about this. So I'm going to let you know right now. We have on the screen an hour and 54 minutes remaining.
Okay.
So the lovely guys out there and gals from blogtalkradio.com decided that our show was such the shit that they gave us on live for 2 hours.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So it's not live for 1 hour and then you download the next. It's flat out 2 hours.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I'm happy, man.
I'm really happy, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm happier than seeing walking in front of a ShopRite and seeing, you know, people selling Girl Scout cookies. I'm a fat bastard, and I love cookies.
Okay. I like cookies, too.
I'm also a woman, because I'm a Virgo. But that's enough of that.
Bitch.
Yeah, I'm over here, bitch boy over here.
Bitch boy.
Fucking bitch boy. Well, we're going to open it up. We're going to open up, since we got 2 hours, and it's all live, we're going to open Wild Out Wednesdays with some pretty spiffy shit. I mean, it goes with it, so why not play it, you know?
I mean, it's LOX.
After all, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That man is correct. Give that man 2 points.
Gotta give me 2 points. LOX, man.
We're going to play some Wild Out for Wild Out Wednesday. Keep it locked on the beats of NYC North Jersey. It's the Technical Difficulties Show. We'll be back.
Difficulties, nigga.
Y'all would think y'all was chinks with a month of bad luck. I'm that hunting motherfucker and catch through the jump. I'm Hellman, you daffy like the Looney cartoon. But this ain't no cartoon, my bullets clear out the room. I said, boy, try and learn the fundamentals here, son. Like that rooster and the chicken hawk, I teach about a gun. I place my money to run, I pull it out to run. I wave it in front of your son and both y'all is done. What a nigga gotta do to make a half a million? Must I wave it at your children? Run up in your building and go straight to the bank. Got the coats of red wrapped at the bottom of the tank. I know those tricks. Your supply is popping them. I know those dicks. Give me those bricks. Now I'm out, nigga.
Y'all both, motherfucker, I'ma make sure I hit y'all close. And whoever's left guaranteed he getting it all. Cause his ass coulda ran when I was licking at y'all. I get rap money, plus I'm in the hood with dimes. And I ain't got no felonies, I'm good with crimes. Not all that with max, but I'm good with nine. Great with eight, nigga, I eat your face. And I got a hungry lawyer that'll eat the case. I used to cop so heavy that the block got mad. And niggas start calling up the cops like calves. My 16s make niggas go to their dorm. Lock in and work out, then come out in the morning. Wild out and blow a CO just cause it's boring. Wild out, nigga.
Wild out.
Niggas fall as they rap. I let my shotgun fall your back. Make it crawling out of your flash.
and bring your ice to hell. Y'all fuck around this album, I'll do life in jail. And if you under 21, you shouldn't listen to this. You hate a nigga, gon' kill him while he taking a shit. So when the cops come and get him, he'll be making them sick. So they can feel how I feel, I had a probable cause. You know the shit that happens, you don't follow the boss. Follow the rules, kids get followed to school. And the tough niggas ball your boo. Target practice was a horrible view. It's fucked up what tomorrow could do. And these niggas feel soft for who? So we put you in the dirt, we ain't parting with you. Wild out, niggas.
You better back up, dog. Everybody out, yo. If a nigga grilling your chick, is she with you? Fuck that.
Yo, SD, I want to hear you spit something.
I knew that was coming.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Now, if a nigga step on your goddamn shoes, fuck come on.
I'm saying, you don't got the beat, you got the beat. I'll go ahead. Alright.
If a nigga owe you money and ain't paid yet,
fuck him.
Come on, whoa.
Ah. Sucks. I don't think I could find it. Yeah, I couldn't find that. Oh,
put on that Nori.
TCCD. Technical difficulties, motherfucker.
You're ready, buddy. You know.
Millennium. Money,
no.
Millennium.
Yeah, that.
LOX. We here.
It ain't over yet. It ain't over yet.
We here.
It ain't over yet.
Oh, boy.
It's now officially Wild Out Wednesdays. Kuba.
What up?
You already know. Oh, boy.
Anybody out there got a wild anything out? Hit us up on those jam lines. Kuba, you got anything to wild out? Anybody, you know, piss you off? Anybody step on your brand new Gucci shoes? Your stilettos? You walk through it? Did you walk into a club and a girl had the same exact outfit as you?
Oh, never that. Never that.
Well, what about, what were you telling me the other day? I think you were saying, you was driving on your way to work somewhere else, and, a chick wanted to race you.
Oh, that's when I first moved out here, yeah.
Yeah, you want to wild out to her?
Yeah, why not? I'm going to wild out to her because she made me go the wrong way. Well, actually, I want to wild myself out because I was the stupid one that actually did it.
Uh-huh.
I had just moved here to West Palm, and I'm on my way to work. I had just started working like the third, fourth thing, working at the hospital. And we drive down this road called Australian. It's like three lanes. And some chick pulls up next, you know, right next to me, and she wanted to race. So I was like, all right. She steps on her gas, vroom, vroom. I'm like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to go. So I start racing her. And then she makes a turn, and I take the turn with her. But mind you, that's not my way to work. I just all got caught up in the, you know, in the race and everything that I followed her to the point where I got lost, and I was 45 minutes late to work. Because I didn't know how to get my way back.
Because you couldn't put your damn pride aside.
I know,
you couldn't,
right?
Put your damn pride aside. You had to be a damn man.
Yep.
You know how us men, I mean, I'm driving, and if I see you, you know, revving it up, and I got a shorty, especially on the passenger side, I'm going to race you, you know?
Yep.
And if you beat me, I'm going to take my foot off the gas real quick and be like, ah, damn, my foot slipped. You know, that way you can't, you know, blame me. Yo, SD, you got anything to wild out on? I know you got somebody to wild out on. Huh? Oh. Oh, we're having technical difficulties right now.
Yeah. Yeah, what is this, man? My fault.
Yeah, you got anything to wild out to?
I mean, not in particular, but, you know, the usual. all the naysayers, all the naysayers, all the haters. You know what I'm saying? I really don't want to hate on the haters because their job is to hate.
Exactly.
I mean, continue to hate. You know what I'm saying? I got something to strive for when you hate. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
Well, before you get into it, remember we were talking about Hennessy?
Yeah.
I'm actually in the chat room, and we have a guest in there. And it goes, hey, it's that girl Lisa, Double D. So, she goes, Henny do get this bitch horny.
Yeah, son, Henny gets it rapping. You know what I mean? Henny definitely gets it rapping. That's my choice of drink when I'm drinking.
Oh, yeah?
Basically, like, you know what I mean? I don't want to sound so, you know, so generic with my shit, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, Henny gets the party started.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He definitely does.
Well, we're going to get into the fucking the topic here. Wild Out Wednesdays. We're going to start it off with. And by the way, folks out there, I am reading the right shit now. I read over it, so it's not going to be no extranesses popping off. Like it was like yesterday.
You did your homework.
Yeah, I did my homework, so everything's
you did
okay.
Your homework, that's what's up. Okay. Special
okay.
Pickups to you because you did your homework. Maybe I'll give you a sticker later.
Oh, yeah. Is it going to be a Cuban sticker?
Yeah, with some extra salsa.
Ah, potato chip?
Got the mojo. Got the mojo.
We got the mojo?
Got the mojo.
Oh, the Cuban mojo.
Yep.
I want to know. I just want Cuban mojo.
Okay, hold on.
And after you're done, I want you to take a baseball bat and beat me till my shoes fall off.
Not a problem.
Okay.
This nigga's psycho.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love a good bat in the head a couple of times. A good kick to the ass. You know, shoot me in my nuts. Okay, people who point at their wrists while asking for the time. I know where my watch is, buddy. Where the fuck is yours? Do I point at my crotch when I ask where the bathroom is? What do you got to say about that?
Hello?
Yeah.
I think it's true. A lot of people do point when they ask you for the time.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever really noticed, but somebody, and even including me, I've done it. Got the time and I point at my wrist. It's true. Like, the fuck are you pointing at? This person should know where their watch is.
Well, exactly. I mean, I don't have a point, though, because it's like, I don't like watches on my, okay, well, look, I can't afford them, but that's not the point. You know, I just don't wear them, so, you know.
No,
like,
not that you can't afford a watch, because you can afford a watch. Maybe you can afford
a watch.
The watch you want.
Or basically.
Yeah, well.
I only outdid it one time. I think I copped a Technomaster. That shit was, you know what I mean, when the Techno shit was popping like that. I had copped some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was like a freshman in high school or something like that, but, you know.
A Techno.
Broke that shit, and that shit was a wrap for.
A Techno watch.
With the tic-tac-toe on the ice.
Ah, shit, brother, you going back in the day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I had that. I seen that shit, I was like, wow, I was actually impressed with that. You know what I'm saying? And I fucking copped it. I broke my shit, you know. That was a wrap for it. I ain't had money like that.
Ah, damn. And how much did that cost?
Come on, man. I ain't even going to put that on black. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You know, yeah, I hear that.
That's woe right there. Right there, B.
Yeah, that shit definitely is bro. Oh, man. I'm going to tell you what.
Let my son drop some knowledge on y'all real quick. He said he want to hear that beat real quick.
All right, yeah. Tell him, come in here and drop some knowledge. Drop some effing knowledge.
Woo. I remember this shit. Yo, this is Streets of Progress, man. I don't want to hear nothing but the beat right now. Hold on. Turn that up.
That's the loudest it goes.
Oh, what? All right.
Yeah. You want to kick a flow for us?
Yeah, why not? Look, yo, I go against the grain. Streets of Progress, Duke, yes, the name. Off the brain, dude, from Shaolin to Chain. Go against the what? Call the boat, the man, the same. But I call the coat, the stainless steel is under it. Blast, because I'm on this shit. Look, shit, Duke, I run this shit. And y'all just coming up and shit. Look, all right, nah, bro.
Yeah.
Nah, let me hit that shit. I ain't even know. Alright. Woo!
Come on, brother.
Any minute now.
I know you got it in you, man. Just spit it out.
Yeah.
What, you got nervous?
Nah, I don't know. You got to turn the beat up. He's up.
I got to turn the beat up.
Well, how about we come back to him later? With
we'll come back to him later. I mean,
we'll come back to him later. We'll come back to him later.
Let's continue with things that piss you off.
Yeah, like stuff that pisses you off. Like, for instance, I was at my uncle's house, right? I'm like, oh, yeah, what you got on TV? All right, so he's like, yeah, well, I got HBO, all that good shit. I'm like, all right, well, bet, you know what I mean? So I'm like, you got the remote control? He's like, well, I don't know where it's at. He starts getting up, walking around. I'm like, nah, I don't worry, TV's right there. He has the nerve to scream at me, no. I'll get the remote control, you know what I mean? You're a guest in the house. You don't have to be pushing buttons. This silly bastard took like a good 20 minutes looking for a remote control when I could just easily got up and push the button. Talking about, oh, well, I like to, like, you know, I like to take care of company. You shouldn't have to move around and all this. Like, what are you, serious? Like, get your lazy ass up and just mess with, I mean, it's right in front of your face.
You tell me you never done that? You never got up off your ass and look for the control instead of just changing the channel?
I do it all the time. I'm lazy too. I didn't want to get up and do that, but I said, hey, I wanted to watch, you know, the episodes of Baywatch, you know? Teletubbies, you know? I wanted, you know, get my Sesame Street on. Can I get my Sesame Street on?
I like Sesame Street.
Oh, man. I'm going to tell you, I was the Grouch. Oscar the Grouch.
Okay.
Because we both have something in common. I live in a dump. Yeah. Oh, this is good. Oh, you know what? I love this one. This is for all the fellas out there that hear this shit all the time from your women. And this is going out to the fellas. And La Cubanita, you know exactly what it is. When people say, yes, when people say, oh, you just want to have your cake and eat it too. Fuck out of here. What good is having cake if you can't eat it?
Yeah, basically.
Lloyd Banks said it perfectly. What's the point?
Well, let's not even talk about Banksy.
What should I eat? Someone else's cake instead? Like, come on. I can't eat my own cake. I bought it from the store. Oh, okay, bet. I bought the cake just to leave it. I mean, come on.
Mm-mm.
But you don't like Lloyd Banks?
That's my husband right there.
Nah, but SD said, come on, let's not talk about him.
Oh.
Word.
You don't like Banks?
I don't really like Banks. Banks doesn't do it for me no more. He used to, when he first came out, he had a little buzz or whatever, but it's like, oh, no, he fell off.
He fell off?
Fell off.
Well, I mean, he hasn't had a real big,
With the exception, hold on, I'll give him with the exception when them niggas was on Rap City, Banks got his head right, but, you know, I don't know, he just ain't doing it for me right now.
I mean, yeah, you might be right on that one. Because it's like, yeah, he did kind of fall off. Like, he fell off. Tony Yayo fell off. Now he just...
Like, I never thought Ye was hot. Like, you know what I mean? Ye, you know what I mean? He did what he did. Like, you know what I mean? He ate however he ate. But I was never really feeling him off some rap shit, lyricist type shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, now, Lloyd Banks, he's hot. But, like I said, yeah, he fell off. He's just like Jay Hood and all of them. Like... They came out with their little things and they fell off.
Now, he's not like Jay Hood because I think Banks is actually better than Jay Hood.
Oh, yeah, 10 times better.
But as far as that Banks shit, I don't know, son. He got it. He's just chilling right now. That nigga getting money.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, what about you, Kuba?
Oh, I love Lloyd Banks.
You love who?
I love Lloyd Banks.
Banks looks like Banks has a big ass head.
Yeah, he does.
And a long ass mule chin. He has a chin like a mule. Looks like a damn goat. You put a goat next to his face, you'd be like, wow, I see the resemblance. It's like a damn goat.
That's not true.
Huh?
That's not true.
One thing a him and a goat have in common, they both eat trash. Goats eat trash. Banks eats trash. Like, you know what I mean? If you You spit some trash shit at him, he'll eat you up. No homo, because that's definitely dick biting.
Okay.
Oh, man. I think it's time to take my medicine.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Starting to get weak in my head. On top of my shoulders. My neck.
Oh, that head.
Huh?
I said, oh, that head.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what fucking pisses me off. I'm sorry for cursing so much people out there, but I'm going to tell you what effing pisses me off. What effing pisses me off. When I'm always late, maybe I shouldn't be late. Maybe I should leave early. But hey, I have a right to leave early or leave late. But still, get out of my effing way.
Yes.
When I'm driving, I can't stand when everything's going good and you see that big-ass yellow piece of shit bus make that left turn. And you're like, oh, man, God, it's going to be slow as hell. And not only is it slow, but every 10 seconds, it throws those Christmas lights on. You know, the little flashing lights, yellow, red, the little stop ice cream truck sign holding out like anybody's going to actually see that. Like, no one ever sees that. All right, we know the stop. You don't have to put the little retarded arm stop sign out, you know, for us to see it. You got that big-ass bus and the little stop sign. Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
What's going on? And it stops every 5 seconds. So what's the point? How about this? How about we act like it's the city and you bring all these little bastards all in one bus stop? So when they all when that long ass cheese cracker stops, all your little runts get in the bus so I don't have to stop when I'm late. So I can be on time. I'm, you know, using the, oh, I got behind a school bus and it stopped every stop for 10 stops. It's not working. I got fired from Burger King. Now I work at McDonald's. I'm trying to make that progress. I'm going to be something with my damn life. McDonald's and Blog Talk Radio. McDonald's and Blog Talk Radio. I had to get that off my chest.
Were you one of those kids on those cheese cracker bus?
Huh?
Yeah,
were you one of those kids on those buses?
He was on the short one.
I was actually
the
one.
The short one? Oh, that's the worst one. That's the worst one, you know. The one thing my daughter started second grade this year, and she says, Mom, you know, I got to go because her school closed down and they're renovating it. And she's being shipped to another school. So she's like, Mom, they're sending me on the bus, on the yellow bus. She goes, but at least it's a good thing. They're not sending me on the short one.
Yeah.
I would not go on the short bus, Mom.
Yeah. I don't think I would go on a short bus either. I mean, if I lived in Brooklyn and my school was in Manhattan, I think I'd rather walk. Then get on that slow bus. Like, nah. And then it's like, I have a big-ass head, so I used to get picked on a lot. Like, I grew into my ears, but I had big-ass ears. They used to call me Gargoyle Boy. Like, you know, Arnok, fucking Wayne Head.
Uh-huh.
Oh, look at Wayne Head, because I used to wear lugs.
Yeah,
so they used to say, oh, look at Wayne Head coming down. He has lug boots on. And he looks like the little boot, and just like Wayne had head, big ass ears. I'm like, leave my ears alone.
Wayne head ass nigga.
Yeah, they call me Wayne head, you know?
Yeah, we know. That shit is funny.
Yeah, I was.
They're
I
the
was,
ones that gave you the name.
Huh?
Wayne.
I said, they're the ones that gave you the name?
Yeah,
Wayne
Amy Wayne head. And had the nerve to kick me down the steps when I'm running. I mean, my belt's halfway on, and then first day of school, I'm walking up the steps. Senior's going to kick me down the steps.
Ugh.
That shit pissed me off. I thought, like, okay, it's cool. It's cool.
Oh, yeah.
You know what pisses me off? When you go buy something, like, you know, buy ice cream, you're going to go with some Burger King or McDonald's, and let's say you're with somebody, anybody, and you ask them, you want something? Nah, I don't want nothing. You sure? Nah, I don't want nothing. Mm. And you buy something, and right away, can I have some of that? Did I just freaking ask you if you wanted some?
Yeah.
Like, no, but then
right.
You're You're the messed up one if you say no, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what's going on? I'm going to tell you what I hate, what I really hate. I mean, you know, this is fucking Wild Out Wednesday, so that's why, you know what I mean? It's a lot of, oh, I really hate this, or I really hate that. But what I really hate is when I come into a spot, I'm like, oh, yo, what's up? How you been? None, chill, no doubt. Damn, what you chewing on? Yo, it's just that new Tasty Cake gum. It's like, tastes like peanut butter cups. It's real good. Oh, man, it's so delicious. Oh, where you got another piece? Nah, I'm all out. I'm chewing my last piece. Why would you, you know what I mean, promote the gum that's in your mouth, how good it is, but you don't have a damn piece for me? It makes no sense.
Not at all.
It really makes no sense. And this is kind of like what La Cubanita just said about, you know, they said that they don't want nothing, and then you come back, they want something. But it's like, I remember when I used to live with my mom's, and it's like, I would always, you know, have, you know, and I would just go out and tell it. I wouldn't even ask nobody. You know where I'm going. You see that long-ass walk that I just did? I walk all the way over there to get an ice pop. Walk all the way back to the basketball court. Where's mine at? What? You didn't ask for one. Oh, man, you said you're going to get one. I thought you were going to come out and get me. Nigga, you ain't my girl. And even if you was my girl, you still ain't getting one. Ah. Ladies, I grew up now, you know. I'm not as stingy as I was before.
So you'll buy somebody a pop now?
Huh?
You'll buy somebody an ice pop now?
I'll buy them more than an ice pop.
Okay. You know what I hate?
I'm going to get them an antibiotic. That's what I'm getting them.
I hate when you got weed and you got no Dutchess. That's what I hate.
SD.
Or you got Dutchess and you got no weed.
SD.
Yeah.
Can you relate to that?
Man,
oh, this guy's just out of control today, man.
Man, listen.
Is this nigga listening to us or he's listening to them?
I don't know, because he said listen and I'm still listening to him.
Yeah, I'm still listening. What's going on?
Nah, niggas is
battling now.
What's up?
I guess not.
I guess not.
So, you know what I hate? I hate when you guys pee all over the toilet seat.
I mean, it's like a target practice. I mean, you know, I want to see if I can pee on the corner of the toilet and it still go in without going out. Like, you know, I want to see how far my piss can touch. Like, I want to be able to touch the bowl, like the top part, but also have it going in without it going out. Sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some. You know, if it's not my bathroom, I don't have to clean it up. Well, I can just say that it was, I was washing my hands and I got too into it, and I don't know what that wet shit is. But I'm gonna tell you what something about you females. What I hate.
What
I hate is going in when it's one bathroom, and you know, women and men have to share it. I hate going in the bathroom and seeing your damn tampons just sitting out there.
Ew.
Right on the toilet seat, huh?
Ew.
They're all bloody and shit. What's going on with that?
Wait, what do you mean on the toilet seat?
I'm talking about a lazy ass chick just took that shit out of her pussy and threw it on it and like tried to throw it in the toilet, went on the toilet seat. You got blood stains all over the seats and
Ew.
Wow, you seen that before?
Yes.
Yo, for real, that's just straight nasty.
That made me not want to use the toilet for a month. I was backed up in all that.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, for real. I don't know where you seen that at, but wherever you seen that, you need to stop going to go see that.
Straight up.
That's just straight nasty.
Where is that, family?
Well, I just want to put it out there. I think women's bathrooms are worse than men's bathrooms.
That's a negative.
No, that's a
definite negative.
Yeah, that's a strong positive.
I'll vouch for that, son. That's a definite negative.
No, that's a strong positive.
You know what? I can send you guys pictures of my bathroom right now.
Oh, no, not your bathroom. I'm talking about public bathrooms.
Public bathrooms?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Maybe, yeah. Because you know what? I did see something there. I seen one time like somebody used a tampon and kind of threw it on the floor instead of, you know? That's just straight nasty. So,
like,
I mean, it depends.
Yeah, man, that's just, this is fucking ridiculous.
No, what about when you use the bathroom in somebody's house and they have no toilet paper?
Oh, that's the worst. Now I gotta use my T-shirt. Oh, man, that's the worst. I gotta rip, you know, portions of my T-shirt and hopefully it flushes down the toilet. Or just wrap it all up in a towel and just throw it in the trash can.
This nigga's psycho. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, man. Oh, man, that's just the worst. I hate when people have, like, for instance, McDonald's. Oh! Have to throw it. And I'm like, I'm a dumbass. I'm a truth. Every year I fall for it. And I'm pissed off. Every year I get more pissed off. Monopoly. No one ever wins. Stop playing it. You're not going to win. All you're going to do is be fatter than you are. You're probably going to die from eating too much McDonald's because you're going to buy it. First of all, you got like 10 restaurants in your own neighborhood. You're going to go there every single one at a certain time. Oh, if you go at 9-11, you can win because it's 9-11 and this and that. Or if you go at freaking 5:55, well, it's 3 fives in a row. So that means that you're going to win. No! Stop it. And I'm with your dumbasses. This year, man. Monopoly came. Oh, yeah, I'm going to win that $1 million. Woo!
Dog, most you win it is a free sandwich or something. Like
dog, I won a free breakfast sandwich, and I don't even eat pork. And it was for a pork roll, like a pork sandwich.
For the pork roll.
Yeah, I was
for real. Like, where the hell they have pork rolls?
Yeah, they got pork rolls in there. Wow.
Like,
yeah.
Damn, Jersey started making pork rolls ever since I left.
Yeah. Pork rolls. No, I'm gonna tell you what pisses me off. I mean, that's why I'm glad I live in New York now. But when I wasn't living in New York, McDonald's in New York is beautiful. The dollar menu, yes, ladies, I'm cheap. And I'm cheap.
The dollar menu is where it's at.
No. But what you don't understand, brother,
Wendy's
is that I'm about to wild out. Why do you have all the good shit in New York? You know what the dollar menu is in Jersey?
They got dollar menus in Jersey and Wendy's and shit.
Yeah, but McDonald's dollar menu, you get the chicken sandwich, you get small fries. I'll put it like this. I'm going to break it down like this. First of all, McDonald's in Jersey, they do not have mozzarella sticks.
No mozzarella sticks in Jersey.
No, only some. There's like two up northern Jersey.
Yeah, in South Jersey, they don't have that. Burger King, they got them, but they don't have them. In New York, they have mozzarella sticks on the dollar menu. They have the fajita chicken on the dollar menu. They don't even sell the fajita chicken in Jersey anymore.
Well, what?
That shit pissed me off. I mean, I'm good now because I live out here. I get all the dollar shit I want.
Oh, Lord. This nigga's wild.
Yeah.
All the dollar shit you want.
Yeah. It is what it is, you know.
It is. It definitely is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
Lisa said, I know you're cheap.
the Buddha is the pest. The Buddha.
Oh, man. Hey, look, man. The way I see it is that I'm cheap with an expensive taste, you know. I'd rather just save my money for bigger stuff. Like, why buy, you know, $200? No, there ain't no rims $200. Why buy $1,000 rims when 30 years from now, I can get those rims for like $5. So, you know, why not wait?
Like $5, though?
Yeah. 30 years from now.
$5, fam?
Yeah, 30 years from now. Those
30
rims.
Years from now. But they're not going to be in style.
Come on, 30 years from now, God.
That's my point, but they'll still be $5.
I'll be looking at you like, yo, what the fuck are you doing rolling down the block with those shits on your feet?
I'll be 57 with rims.
We'll probably be flying down the block by then.
Yeah, but I'll have my rims, though. I'll be flying by with my rims.
With your tens?
Huh?
With your tens?
I keep them clean, though.
Okay, that sounds good.
That's all that matters. Oh, yeah, this is a good one right here.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, right. Oh, yeah, this is a beautiful one. When a cop pulls you over and then asks you if you know how fast you were going. Are you serious?
I mean,
shouldn't you know, you fucking asshole? You pulled me over. How about you tell me how fast I was going?
That's what I was about to say. Like, why don't you tell me how fast you clocked in?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, but that shit is actually true. Because a lot of cops will pull you over and say, you know, you were speeding, you was doing such and such and such and such. Mm-hmm. And what you have to do, people out there don't know, you're like, oh, really? Okay. Can I get the printout? Because when they clock you, they have to have a printout, and they have to print it out and show you. And if they don't show you, that ticket's thrown out of there.
Oh,
yeah, that's what a lot of people don't know. Because a lot of cops lie, because what they do is they, you know, they're trained to, even if they don't have a radar, they can see about how fast you're going. So some will fuck up and say, oh, you was going about 75, you was going about 20 miles over the speed limit. And someone say, oh, you was doing 95. And if you say, oh, well, did you punch it in? Like, can I get the readout? If they deny it, then, you know, you can mention that in court and it's thrown out. But then again, if they say, yeah, hold on and give it to you.
Oh, yeah. All right, then you're a rap for, all right.
Yeah, I'll, yeah, pretty
them
much.
Them niggas flip us sometimes, though. Fuck them niggas.
I needed to know that a couple of months ago.
Yeah. Yeah, not coming either. Wouldn't be in, you know, in that deep trouble that she was in.
Yep.
Yeah, well, this is a big one right here. I hate when people ask me questions, and before I can say, yeah, what's up, you start talking. What's the point in asking me? Can I ask you a question? Yeah, I went to the store and, whoa, dog. I didn't say yes or no. So why are you talking? Can I borrow this? Thank you. Whoa, dog. I didn't say yes. Why are you walking off? Like, why are you taking my camera and walking off? Like, no. Get out of here.
Yep.
Can I borrow $2? Dog, you just asked me $2 the other day. Why are you still asking me for money? You owe me $2. Oh, no. Well, I mean, I'm going to owe you $4. But yeah, I'll give you $5 to make it. No. Get out of here.
Yeah, no.
I need a dime. For what? There's nothing in the world you can buy with a dime. Get out of here.
The candy.
Oh, man.
No. I hate being wrong.
You say you hate being wrong?
You know, when you try to bet on something. Nah, I bet you this, I bet you that, and then you're wrong.
Yeah.
You feel like an ass, a big straight culo.
Yeah, a big straight culo. No.
Yeah.
Now, if anybody out there has ever been to any club out there, any club in the world, you've had this done. I don't care if you're in East Jablip. You had to have this happen to you. I don't know if SD can relate because he said he doesn't go to clubs. And I don't know if 6'4 can relate because he says he doesn't go to clubs. But this happens to me all the time. I go inside. I'm jamming, right? Jamming the music. Blah, 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 blah. You know, squeeze. Hey, ma, yo, what's up? You got a fat ass? Yeah, blah, blah. Doing my thing, right? Doing my thing. I walk out. No. First of all, while we're in there and it's about to close up, you got ignorant N-words. Oh, ignorant N-. Handing out flyers in the club. Okay, dog, give me a flyer. I'm going to throw it on the floor. All right, whatever. I walk outside. You got some of his little homies handing out the same flyers. Dog, your boy just gave me, what'd you hear? All right, no. I take them. I say, hey, buddy, I tap you on your shoulder. And I'll just put it in your hand so that you're the last one to hold it. So that means if you drop it, that's on you. Mm. Not only is that, these ignorant, I'm sorry, people out there, I just have to put it out there, trying to cut back on cursing. Ignorant motherfuckers have the nerve to put like 20 of them all around my car. I don't want to go to your event. Why are you shoving flyers in all of my windows, so when I roll them down, they're now in between my door? Why are you putting them all over my windshield, underneath my wipers, in my trunk, bending them in between my door? I don't want them. Got them all surrounded around taped up around my tire, so now my tire looks like a big-ass fucking flyer. I don't
You're skidding
want...
out the parking space, right?
Yeah. Damn.
Oh,
ridiculous.
Oh, I feel you on that. I hated that.
Damn, 6'4", what do you think about that?
I don't know, man. That sounds like disrespect to me, man.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Like, why? It makes no sense at all. No, what you're promoting is that whatever you're promoting, it's whack. No one goes to it. So you want to make sure that out of all the flyers that you know people are going to throw out, someone says, okay, finally, you know what? Let me go check it out. He went through all this trouble to do this. Let me go check it out. No.
Not me.
If it's winter time and I have a fireplace, thank you. You just hooked me up with some free paper.
Mm-hmm.
So I can throw it in there and keep warm.
Kindling.
Damn. You know what, man? I don't like to... you know what? They got to get this, man. That shit just really pissed me off, man. That shit just really pissed... This is up to the flyer men. Y'all get one more to the dome. Filthy bastards. Tricks is for kids. And your mother's a whore. Your mother's your father, and your father's your mother. You prick. Oh, jerk off bastards.
Androgynous bastards.
Androgynous bastards. Thank you, 6'4".
Bastards. Yeah, you know, sometimes you gotta let these pussies know, man.
Filthy bastards, man.
Filthy.
Filthy. Throw this beat on.
Throw that beat on, guys.
What's up, 6'4"? How was your day, man?
Yeah, my day was pretty productive, man. You know what I'm saying? A little intermittent rain in New York, but you know, it is what it is, guys.
Yeah.
Like, I got a lot done, man. You know, my head is kind of in the clouds now. You know, I don't know if I told you guys, like, I got a new love interest or whatever. But, yo, man, you know, things are good, man. Omari's good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everything is the way it's supposed to be, man.
You got a wild-out shout-out to anybody?
Yo, I want to give a shout-out to Miss... I'm going to call her Miss Mortgage.
Hmm.
All right? That's her, her page name. But, she's representing CT. And she's super sexy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and all of the beautiful women out there, all of the beautiful, you know, people, men who make the world a better place, but especially for that woman.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, I got good one.
Let's go.
Wild Out Wednesdays. I know you can relate to this. When you go to the movie theater, and you got the nerve to go with someone that you may or may not know, and they always have the nerve to say, while you're watching the movie, did you see that? No, you dick nose. I paid $9 to come to the theater and stare at the fucking ceiling up there. What do you come here for? Like, what's the point? Why are you telling me, did you see that? Or watch this. Did you see this? Watch. Oh, this part is good. No. First of all, this is the first day the movie came out, you piece of shit. You cheap bastard. You couldn't wait for the movie to come out. You had to go get some bootlegs. Shout out to the bootman leg. The bootleg man. Whatever. The bootleg. The Udi Macalicious. You do your thing, dog. I be copping a lot of shit off. I don't cop a lot of shit. I know people that cop shit. But it's you're doing wrong, but good luck.
You're having technical difficulties.
More or less. Shout out. Philippine Hoffa. It's fucked up. But it's Hoffa.
We don't deal with bootlegs. We don't deal with bootlegs and downloading.
Yeah, we don't deal with that. That's illegal. I wouldn't do anything that's illegal.
Never. We never break any laws.
Never.
We don't even bend them.
You know, tell you, I'm not gonna lie, I broke one law. And it's funny because it was slick, but I didn't do it on purpose. I was in Disney World a long time ago. I was like a little peon. I was like 5 years old. And I was in the, like, some little shop. And they had a can of peanuts. like you shake them and it sounds like it's peanuts in there, but it's really a snake that pops out.
Uh-huh.
So I'm looking at it, and I turn around, and the people that I'm with, I don't know if it was my father, my stepmom, I don't know, but people I was with, they was walking off. So I turn around to look, and I run out the store, not knowing that I have this in my hand.
Yes, you did.
Okay, yeah, I did do it, but I mean, yeah, I didn't even do nothing when I was 5 years old.
Little thief bastard, yes.
Yeah.
Hands it off, man.
Hey, Cuba.
I could relate. You know what? My brother, I'm going to shout out my brother.
Shout out to bro, big bro.
My brother, he used to make me steal. We used to go to Pathmark, and we used to stand in line. And you know how they have the candy section right there, right before you pay?
Uh-huh.
It was before they had the cameras. And he used to come, he used to be like, here, put this in your pocket. Like, hold it and walk away, like, you know. And if they say, oh, she just took it, she didn't know, or whatever, because you're little. And he's just stuffing with stuff.
Uh-huh.
Candy and chocolate and gum and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's foul.
Mm-hmm.
You still do that?
No.
I'm about to say, you know.
No.
Give me a hero or something like that, you know.
Imagine.
And just act like you don't speak English, and maybe you get away with it.
No.
Yeah, did anybody on here ever have to, like, you take a shower, right? Like, you take a shit. Take a shit first. And then you take a shower. Or, no. You try to take a shit, but nothing comes out. You're like, well, F it. So you go take a shower. As soon as you turn the water off, you have to wipe your ass down. What do you have to do?
You gotta take a shit.
What's going on?
Then you gotta take a shit and you gotta go back into the water and take another shower.
Well, I just take a shit and just call it quits. I mean,
hell.
Huh?
Hell.
Ew. Nah, I mean, like, I just take a shit and then I say, all right, I quit the shit and then get in the shower. That's what I really meant to say.
Oh.
That's what I really meant to say.
You got a nasty culo.
Sounds good.
Yeah. You got a nasty culo?
You got a nasty culo.
You nasty bastard. Scrub your ass.
Hey, wash your ass. Get the molasses out your ass.
I'm going to go write dirty culo on your car. I'm going
to spray paint it. Yeah. Give me a rag to wipe it off. Nah, you're dirty culo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what about long answering machine messages? Doesn't that just piss you off? You're waiting to leave a message, and you're going through this long thing. Hi, you've reached such and such. I'm not home right now, but if you leave a message and your number, I'll get back to you when I get back on Tuesday, because I'll be on vacation till Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And
yeah. So I'm going to tell you what I hate. This really pisses me off. When people have the nerve, how in the hell, I bet, when people have the nerve to say, hi, you read such and such. I'm not near my phone right now. It's your cell phone. What do you mean you're not near it? It's a portable cell phone. It's a portable device. Why is it not in your pocket? Why is it not on you?
But
I'm not near my cell phone right now.
Okay, when you're at work. Well, me, for instance,
it should
I work.
It's still be on you.
No, because I work at a desk. And if I have to get up and go take something to my boss, I can't have it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I leave it at my desk. And if I'm home, I put it to charge. I'll leave it in my bedroom. I'll go take a shower and stuff like that. So you could be away from your phone.
Oh, yeah? You just made me look like a dumbass. I feel stupid. Yeah, I definitely feel stupid. Oh.
Don't you hate being wrong?
I really do feel like, yeah. I feel like killing myself. That's what I feel like. If it wasn't for MySpace, I'd kill myself right now.
No, we love you. We love you.
I love Tom. No homo. Even though he's not on my top. Yo, oh, man. 6'4", Cuba Linda. Ah.
Oh, my goodness.
La Cubanita, she had an interesting point, and I think you might be able to relate to it. She says, don't you hate when you have weed but no Dutchess, or you have Dutchess but no weed?
Never happens.
Oh.
Never happens to you?
Never happens. That's like saying having cock and no balls. Never happens. Never happens. They're always together. They don't function without one another. You dig what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Unless you got the one hitter or something. That's some white boy shit.
Some what?
No disrespect to the one hitter. You know what I'm saying? We love the one hitter, but you know.
My thing is it happens I forget to go to the store sometimes and
nah, boo, never that. If it did happen, I would definitely hate it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be disgusted. Like, matter of fact, I got a good story. I got to air somebody out, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to air him out, brother.
You know, this is my dude. He's on my job, you know what I'm saying? It's my son. And, we light it up, you know, occasionally, whatever, because that's what niggas do when they light up. So, niggas on the job yesterday, whatever, we having lunch or some shit like that. So, niggas are sitting down, relaxing, maxing, and all of that. Niggas are just in a circle, like, Indian style or whatever, chiefing and all of that, you know? So, boom.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, the nigga cracks the blunt, though, all right, unwraps it, licks it up, and prepares it, and then sits there. So, you know, a little time elapses, time passes. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. So a little time elapses, and I'm breaking up my equality, and I'm putting it in, I'm sprinkling it. So
equality.
You know what I'm saying?
Let them know what that equality be like.
Yeah, man. Soon come. So boom. So I'm crushing up the equality be like, right? And I put it in the Dutch and all of that, and I'm looking at dude like. Something's not right about what's going on right now. You know what I'm saying? Something's not right about that picture. What's not right? There's no weed. He just has it in his hand. So I'm like, dude, what you going to roll up? What are you waiting for? He's like, oh, I thought you were going to give me some weed.
Wow.
I'm like, whoa, hold on. Let's rewind the situation because I may have fucking missed something. I can be a little fucked up sometimes when I don't eat. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you were waiting for me to give you weed to put in your Dutch? Is that really what you were doing, son?
Wait, hold on. We have a caller. Hold on.
Let's go.
Caller, you on the air. Caller.
Where you at?
Caller, you on the air.
Oh, boy.
You in?
Huh?
You shy. Where you at?
Right.
I know you out there.
Hello.
The illiteracy in America.
You know what? Turn the music off. Maybe it's the music. Maybe they can't hear us because of the music.
All right. I'm going to turn the music off. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I think they left. Yeah, they left.
What's really going on now here?
The 203?
Huh?
It's the 203 number?
Nah, 908.
Oh, yeah, dog. Good.
Yeah, North Jersey is definitely doing it.
Let's go, North Jersey. We love y'all, man. JC and all of that, man.
It was probably somebody that called in and got nervous and was like, oh, my God, I'm on.
And hung up. Click.
And they hung up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, definitely call back. Like I said, the chat room is definitely popping. I mean, someone just got text. Yeah, well, you want to piss somebody off? You got to do something like this. This is something I would actually do. I actually wanted to dress up as the Burger King King and drive into a McDonald's parking lot. And I want to drive through the drive-thru, order like a number 2 and a number 5, just for the hell of it, and drive up. So when they say, okay, pull around to the first window and pay, I'm going to just drive up and turn my head to the left and just look at them and see what they're going to do. Are they going to serve me or are they going to call the cops on me? I'm going to do that. Look for a YouTube near you. We definitely will put that on because I'm crazy enough to do that. But this is actually something else. They said specify that your drive-thru order is to go. So anyone out there tough enough as me, I want you to go up to the nearest, the closest, whatever. Food to the drive-thru. And I want you to order your stuff. And so, by the way, this is to go. Oh, I can just imagine myself doing it. Or you can just get a loudspeaker, and when they say, welcome to Burger King, how may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to order number 2 and then number 3 to go.
Right back at them.
Oh, man.
Extra ketchup. Oh, man. That's ridiculous.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Oh, shit. I'm going to do that.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm really going to do that.
Yo, you know what? Maybe we
should. Let me get a last fry and, I'm gonna dessert and a large Coca-Cola. To go.
Have you seen yourself? Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
You know what? Maybe we should do it on the show one day. Drive all the way. I said, maybe you should do it one day. We drive up on the show, drive up to the order, and we'll do it live.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do it. Oh, man. Or I'll start each meal by conspicuously licking all of my food and announcing it's my property.
Oh, man.
I'll lick my cheeseburger and say it's my property. My chicken nuggets, it's my property. Oh, man.
What is going on out here?
I don't know, but when I get a pit bull, I'm gonna name my dog Dog.
Yeah, my son got a little dog over here right now. My son Braveheart over here.
What's his name?
We call him Brave around here. Brave.
Nah, I'm going to name my dog Dog. And if I get a cat, I'm going to name him Cat.
Dog, Dog.
And I'm gonna, if I get a bird, it's going to be Bird.
I used to have a cat named Stupid.
Oh, I remember that. He was a neighborhood dumbass.
Yeah, I know. I used to also have a cat named Shinky.
Shaky?
Shinky.
Or Shinky.
Yeah, dog.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Shinky, what did that stand for?
That was his name, motherfucker. Shinky. Oh, I forgot what his name was. He had another name, but he had a nickname, too. Shinky. I forgot what his fucking name is.
We're gonna get into a show for a little minor break. It's now 8:02 p.m. You still have 58 minutes left on live with the technical difficulty squid-eyed.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it locked. A little bit of Styles P for S, D, and 6-4.
You know what time it is.
Blow your mind, switch beat, Style P.
Mm-hmm.
You know we're ready. Put
you
that
already
F-
know.
Let me hear that.
Light it up in here, yeah, put it in the air, see if I'm a puppet, yeah. You should find out, I came to blow my mind out. Pass me and you drop it, I'ma put you on timeout. Like your phrase, I'm smoking, mirror pink, I'm reopening. In the tub, but it feel like the ocean. I swear to God, I be floating, and I don't need a car to be coasting. You can say that I'm boasting, but this is FP, and I know my time. When I hear showtime, I'ma blow my mind.
Something up so I can just blow my mind.
Light it in the air. The lighter too. I have dreams of Amsterdam every night or two. I feel good, the sky couldn't be a brighter blue. Sun looking like a tangerine. You got green in this mean, brother hit me like a tambourine. I need a minute to myself, second to myself. Pass the Dutch on the left, whoever second on the L. I'ma need candy cause I know my breath is gonna smell. I don't get sleep, but some good resting off of L. Mind blown, time flies, time gone. Miss my exit on the highway, I ride on. Another one getting my good times on.
mind gone. Eyes look stone shut, but what, I'm grown. Over 21, come over to my zone. In less than 2 hours, see a 50 box blown. Loving the smell, feeling the texture. And we got a whole lot, but we still getting extra. Guess what's on the menu for breakfast? With the ghost if you wanna get messed up.
Something up, so I can just blow my mind.
Light is in the air.
Blow
hey,
my
hey,
mind.
Hey, hey,
blow
hey,
my mind.
Light is in the air.
Woo. Something up, so
roll
you can
up,
just
hey,
blow your mind.
Bungee jump or something. Speed in the car. Do whatever blows your mind away. I know it blows mine away.
Whoop something up so you can just blow your mind.
Houston, we have a fucking problem.
Yeah, we definitely do. By the way, that caller called back, so,
okay.
Caller, hold on. We'll get right to you.
Okay.
Give us some time to throw this instrumental on.
Mm-hmm.
6-4 is in the building.
We in the building.
SD's in the building.
Yes, sir.
La Cubanita's in the building.
Let's go.
Yeah. And caller, you.
Ooh, they go to B right there.
Hold on, hold on. Retarded ass mouse.
Watch the fucking track.
Retarded ass mouse, man. There we go. Caller, you on the air.
Good evening. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
You are who?
How are you, man?
Hold on. One at a time, player.
Yeah, you are who and calling from where?
This is Chocolate calling from Connecticut.
Let's go, Chocolate.
Hey, what's up, Chocolate? How you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I'm a little off topic, but I have a relationship question for you.
Uh-oh.
Let's go, Chocolate.
Hold on, let me throw some, let me throw some background music in right quick.
Set the mood.
It definitely set the mood. All right, Ma, you can go on and talk.
Okay, how can you tell if a man is sincere or if he's running games?
Can you ask that question one more time, please?
How can you tell if a man is sincere or if he's running games?
How do you know?
Yes.
Kind of like, you know what I mean? You don't get on me many phone calls from the nigga. Like, you know what I mean? If he's telling you shit, and he's just telling you shit just because he knows what you want to hear, like, different ways to go with that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, everybody's different, though. You know what I'm saying? You hear me?
I hear you.
La Cubanita, you got any advice? You know, being the fact that you are a female.
I think no man is really ever sincere. I think they all run game and they're all full of shit.
Whoa.
That was a harsh blanket statement.
That was very harsh.
But when we're in a place, guys always want
that.
Something and you always want your way and you're going to do whatever you want to get it.
That sounds exactly like a woman. You just described a woman.
No.
Yeah, that is a woman.
I mean,
no.
Women do the same shit. Don't get it twisted.
Okay,
I'm not saying we don't do the same shit. That's what I'm saying. Most of you guys are not sincere.
So now it's most of you guys. It's not all you guys.
Uh-huh.
But, okay, 99.9%.
Oh, Lord.
Wow. I got a better question.
Jesus Christ, that's what's really going on in these streets?
Yeah, that's how you really feel about us? How long have you been with this guy?
I just met him.
Oh.
Met him?
Hmm.
Oh, no. I mean, SD said that, you know, if he doesn't call you a lot, I mean, he may not be the type of dude that likes being on the phone or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, but if he's talking to you, and
think you know? You know what? I asked someone today. Like, I said, yo, how do you know? We were talking about marriage or whatever, because he's married. But he seems like an oddball kind of dude. But he's a good guy, good heart. And I asked him, how do you know? And he said, you know. No one can tell. He said, you know, in your heart, in your mind. You know when the time is right. And you know when it's a certain person or whatever.
I think it's the way they look at you, too. Notice the way he looks at you. If he makes you feel like that connection when he looks at you, like, you know, he looks into your eyes, looks directly, you know, at you.
Good choice with some niggas game.
You're not around that person. What if you can't even see them?
Yeah, because that is true. What SD was about to say, a lot of niggas will G you, just like a lot of females.
A lot of niggas got game like, a lot of niggas got game like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna know what I mean, but, you know, chicks got game like that too. It works both ways. Like, but it's, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I guess the answer to that about a guy being sincere is if he's there for you, because, I mean, yeah, you, I mean, I probably just tell you the truth. The real answer is only time will tell.
Basically.
Because you just met him, and he could be running game, but you don't know that. So, unfortunately, you have to, you know, you have to go on with it. Like, if you feel in your heart that, you know, you want to be with this cat, then you got to go with it. But don't ignore the signs. If he's acting like a dumbass, an asshole, or if you just see signs that you think you won't want to be with a guy like this, then I suggest you bounce, because the longer you stay in, the worse it's going to be.
I mean,
and the harder
it's
going to be to get out.
You know what I mean? Nah, you can't shit on niggas completely. Sometimes niggas, you know what I mean, be what they are. You know what I'm saying? Be what they really be. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. But you know what? Sometimes what they are is not what other people, you know, what someone would think that they are. Like, what does he say to you? Chocolate, your name is?
He tells me everything I want to hear.
And what do you want to hear?
That's what I said earlier. So.
And what do you want to hear? Word.
He tells me that I'm sexy.
Okay.
That he wants to be around me.
Mm-hmm. Well, and are you sexy?
Yeah, I am.
Do you think you're sexy? If you don't mind me asking.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you consider yourself like a fun person to be around? So if he told you those things, why wouldn't you think true?
Honestly, like the young lady said, men lie 99% of the time.
Can you believe that?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
There you go, Ma. There you go.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you got to flip the script on them. That's what it is. You know, like you said, only time will tell.
Yeah, you can't co-sign that, though. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, but she is a female, so of course she's going to co-sign.
Saying,
I mean,
that's like saying all women are out of control of their emotions. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not. It may be true.
You know,
most of you guys, but not, you know what I'm saying, the majority, not like.
Well, I did say 99%, so there is that 1% that's the exception.
What is that, like three men?
Word. It's like three dudes. Like, what's really
word.
That's crazy, you know.
Yeah, but wait a second. Are any of you guys really sincere?
I mean.
Yeah, I could be.
I mean, I'm a faithful man. I'm a faithful man when it comes to relationships and shit like that, but, you know, if I ain't in a relationship, I'm doing what I'm doing.
Exactly. And see, the thing, the only difference between me and a lot of guys out there is that I would tell you ahead, like, straight up, because I don't want no drama. I'll tell you, look, this is the deal. I'm not trying to be with you. I'm just trying to fuck. If you don't like that, then I'm sorry. You're going to have to step. Because I'm not going to G you up and say, oh, I love you. I want to be with you.
Oh,
and then
man.
When you see me down the street walking with the next chick, you'd be like, whoa, I thought you said you loved me. I don't need none of that. That's just a headache. So, that's just how I feel. Just keep it real. And a lot of brothers out there don't keep it real. They feel as though they have to, you know, fake it and lie about it. I don't know, man. But, yeah, I can be sincere. Like, when it comes to me just being on one-on-one, I can be faithful. But, see, the type of guy that I am, I give a chick one time to fuck up. And once you fuck up, might as well leave me alone, because it's going to go downhill. That's it.
Thank you for that advice. I appreciate it.
No problem.
But Chocolate, one thing.
Yes.
If you talk to this man.
Yes.
And he listens to you.
Mm-hmm.
And he can express to you what you feel is most important and what you feel, what you hold dear to you. If he can, like, reflect those things,
mm-hmm.
then maybe it might be worth a try. You understand what I'm saying? Like,
I would have to agree with you.
A lot of guys may not be, you know, sincere, but there is that 1%.
There's them niggas out there.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's so true.
There is that 1%, so it all depends on your perspective. Like, what are you looking for? Or what
but
do you
only
want,
time will tell.
I want to find you.
All right, thank you.
All right. You know?
I'm going to call him tonight.
Oh, you should call him tonight. I'm sure he wants to talk to you.
All right. You guys have a good night. Thank you.
You too, Chocolate.
Have a good night, too.
Good night, Chocolate.
Bye.
All right, got a caller.
Mm-hmm. Well, hold on. Let me set the mood really quick.
Set the speed, guys.
You ready to set the mood?
Set the speed. Speed, man.
The road.
It's the roasting
road.
Hour.
The road.
It's the roast.
Oh, Lord.
It's definitely the roast.
Yeah, the fucking blowtorches.
Oh, just flamethrowers ready.
The flame has no what?
The flame has no friend, I.
No friend.
Anyone steps into the flame, they get roasted like peanuts.
Like peanuts. Roasted like war bombs.
Roasted like peanuts over an open campfire.
Peanuts over an open campfire?
Yeah, somewhere in the woods. Because after I'm done roasting them, I'm going to just leave them there.
Let's go. Let's go.
Roasted carcasses.
Carcasses getting roasted.
Carcasses. Remains of dead bodies. Blown the smithereens.
Oh boy, he put that beat on. Why you do that?
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. This is now the officially roasting. Yeah, a good roast for like a good 10 minutes. When we just call us, you call up. Actually, not 15 minutes. Bet 8:30 will stop it all. Call us up at 347-215-8388 if you want to roast anybody. You want to say a big FU to anybody. You want to talk shit on somebody. You had a problem this morning, today, anytime. You just want to just put your shoe in someone's ass. You want to put your fist up, open that little middle finger up, and say, F you, damn it. Fuck you, buddy.
Turn them into blunt ashes.
Turn them into blunt ashes. Remember, the flame has no friend. The flame has no friend.
Not at all.
La Cubanita, she's on the roasting now. 6'4 is on the roasting now.
Torch
is on the roasting hour.
Flame throwers.
Let's get this shit popping. Who wants to start it off?
Who's on today's agenda?
Well, I don't like to talk about it as much because I don't want to give it too much publicity. But I have a picture of a fat whore that we was roasting earlier.
A fat whore?
She goes
whore?
By the name of Zahora.
A fat whore? Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
From upstate New York. She has a picture on her MySpace page, and she thinks she's pretty damn sexy.
Oh,
boy.
You know
she
what?
Has a picture of her taking a picture in the mirror
mm-hmm.
in her underwear.
You know what?
And when I tell you her underwear look like my bed sheets, yeah. She's a big bitch. Bitch had a damn blanket.
Come on, son. It's self-explanatory.
For some underwear.
It is. She's definitely a baby dinosaur.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't get it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I
shit is bananas if you ask me, because it's like, come on, when you look at the caliber of chick she is and, like, the measures that she had to go through and the tactics that she had to use just to do what she did, like, come on, God, like, you're a fucking loser, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know. And like I said.
And I've said it before on Monday Madness, but I'll say it again. I definitely have to give a big roasting shout out to Pootis. Oh yes, Pootis, president of the United States.
Oh, you said Pootis. Oh,
Pootis.
Uh
huh. Yeah, fuck you, buddy. Raising gases. I don't even drink milk, and it's $5. Just looking at it just pisses me off. Like, what's going on? What are you getting out of this? What are you actually getting out of this? I hate stupid people that ask stupid questions. I walk into my first job today. I walk in. This asshole goes, "Oh, hey, what's up? Where's the other guy at?" Gee, buddy, do I fucking know? Why are you asking me? How about this? How about you call the other guy, find out his number, you call him, and find out where he's at? I'm not nobody's do boy. Oh, man. Uncle Sam, shout out to you, man.
Sammy.
You take my taxes. You go by.
They take half your check.
Huh?
They don't take your taxes. They take half your check.
Yeah, they take half my check. And not only do they take half my check, but they spend it on stupid shit like a hammer that's fucking you can put in the some shit like a hammer that you can put in the freezer and it turns black. Turns from silver to black. Color change of hammer. They spend millions and millions of dollars on stupid shit.
Oh boy.
They spend millions of dollars on trying to make shit and it fails and they just throw it away like it's nothing.
Oh, man. Fuck was full of shit, man. I'm a nigga from the hood, man. Fuck is going on, man?
I want to say F police.
Pussy.
I love the cops. But I hate
pussy.
Them. But I love them. But I hate them. I just hate
the
certain cops.
Cops.
Certain cops I don't
cops.
Like. Huh?
They love them,
what about those renter cops? Those ones with the fucking flashlights. Those are the worst.
Oh, yeah. The flashlight cops?
Niggas,
I can't stand them.
They get no respect. They get no conversation. Yeah, them fucking grocery store bouncers or something.
Because they think they're tough. They walk around with their little flashlights and shit. You know what I mean? Little half can of fucking mace and their little tight-ass whistle around their tight-ass neck. And they walk around with these tight-ass khakis all kicked up in their ass. And they think they're the shit. Walking around with a fucking clipboard talking about, "Hey, buddy, you can't sit here anymore. You got to go to the other side." Oh, my bad. You must have dropped out of fucking high school, and now you're a fucking runner cop.
Runner cop.
You got kicked up. You got your lunch taken away from you, your lunch money taken away, and now, you know, since people picked on you, now you want to pick on me. How does it make you feel to know that you don't have a gun? How does it feel to know that you drive around the mall parking lot for 8 hours a day? Looking at all the people going into the mall and buying shit, something you can't do because you get paid $3 an hour. How does that make you feel? Oh, man. The roasting definitely doesn't stop.
I want
to give a big fuck you to the lady at McDonald's. I went today for lunch, and I ordered a milkshake, a vanilla milkshake, and she gave me a soda, and I didn't find that until I went home.
Wow.
So last time I went back to work, I was like, yeah. Because it comes in the cup. I was like, you know, fuck it. You know, I didn't look, grabbed it, you know, I'm running late.
See?
I was running errands at my lunch hour today.
Feel that ice, like, in the cup?
Huh?
Oh, that sucks.
That sucks. Because it was in a bag. She gives it to you in a bag.
Oh.
So I just grabbed the bag and I ran. I was already running late, practically around the corner from my job. And then I find that I get to work, and there's a freaking big old soda. I was like, what? I didn't have lunch, and I'm going to have a big old soda for lunch.
That's the worst. I'm going to tell you what the worst is. When you get your food, and you're ready to eat it, and when you're about to bite down on your sandwich, there's no meat. What fucking retard made this fucking sandwich to the point where you work? Is it that hard to put a damn piece of brown meat through the bun? Okay, maybe you fucked up on the ketchup. Maybe you didn't add no lettuce. Maybe you didn't add no cheese. But you didn't add no meat? Are you that retarded? Are you blind? Anybody can get a job nowadays.
Anybody.
Anybody.
Yep. Well, they are equal opportunity employers. They have to hire anybody.
Oh, yeah?
And everybody, yeah?
Even if you're half a dumbass.
Yo, two stories. Check this out. Two stories. I was at Home Depot. The Sea Caucus, New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
and they hire everybody. They have that equal opportunity, and they have this program where they hire mentally challenged. and I go there. I was remodeling my home at the time, and you know I had this spot where it was like I guess mold or whatever, so we were putting sheetrock. And sheetrock you can't take it like that. They have to cut it for you.
Yeah.
So I get to that department, there's somebody working there, so, I ask the person. The person, looked a little tittered to me, but I said, I'm not going to discriminate. I'm not going to ask because obviously they're working here. So I get there, and I ask them, I need a, piece of sheetrock, and just need about one piece, whatever. So he's like, what are you telling me for? So I was like, because I want to buy it. And then he's like, well, you gotta go home and cut it first. I was like, I gotta go home and cut it. He's there yelling at me at the aisle, like, you gotta go home and cut it first. So one of the other employees came and, I guess, helped him out or whatever and cut my piece of sheetrock so I can go home. But, yeah, true story. They have to hire everybody.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you what's real fucked up. How they hire dudes, and they make them fucking shopping cart pushers. Like, come on, man. First of all, you can't, and I have nothing wrong with people out there that are dirt, but you can't hire someone like that, because if he's walking around the parking lot and he thinks he's walking straight, but he's really walking towards my car and hits my shit, and I have a lawsuit. You got this one guy that comes up to me and just tells me jokes all day. Just tells me fucking jokes. He told me this one joke. He goes, what the hell did he say? He said, what is Magic Johnson and fucking Peppermint have in common? I said, what? He said, roll AIDS. Oh, no. What does Magic Johnson and a wheelchair have in common? I said, what? He goes, roll AIDS. I'm like, wow, dog, that's fucked up. I mean, imagine what people say about you. How about you brush your teeth? Dirty mouth bastard.
Dirty mouth. Silly bastard.
Don't you hate when you're in the supermarket and you're looking for parking and then you think it's a parking spot but it's actually a smaller car moved all the way up?
Oh! That's the worst!
Or it's the place where they put the carts.
Oh,
yeah!
Yeah, it was.
That's or true. It's a fucking motorcycle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
That's the worst.
Yeah, that's definitely the worst.
Yo, shout out to the hard hitters, man. Shout out to the hard hitters, man. Know what it is.
Oh, man, that really pisses me off. Oh, man, we got so many guests in the room. Welcome all.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome all. Damn, I spelled welcome wrong. Fuck!
Jesus Christ.
Hope no one sees that. Don't look at that, people.
Hey, what's
that?
Riff, we go back to Riff.
My shit says Welcome.
Back to Riff.
For the people that don't know.
Huh?
What's the website for the people that don't know?
Oh, the website for the website is blogtalkradio.com.
Blogtalkradio.com.
/ THE _ TD _ show.
Back to humping.
Yeah. Hey, yo, I need y'all to keep it going. I have to
keep it locked like Master Locks, nigga.
Yeah. Let me put a little background music, you know, for you.
Yeah, you got to, son. Turn it up a little something. Let me give these niggas a couple of thoughts real quick.
Yeah, some of that blow your back out music. All right, here we go. I think I hear someone's backing up. I hope no one's trying to, you know, take my car. I didn't pay my car note yet.
Uh-oh.
They're not towing me.
Yo, JJ.
Slid.
Keep it pushing. Uh-oh. What's good up there, dogs?
What's good?
Tell me.
I hate, well, especially up there, you guys have major parking issues. When people take, like, two parkings and just circling the block, and you can very well park right there, but that person's parked just far enough that you can't get in there. That sucks.
Yeah, that does suck. That's not a good look.
That's why I like over here. Everywhere here in Florida has parking. You go to the club, you got parking. Anywhere you go, you got parking. Awesome. I have parties in my house. Everybody got parking.
Parking in your house, everyone has parking?
Yeah.
You know what amazes me? How people join the chat room but don't talk at all.
What are you doing? Hey, dude, like, when you go on there, right? Like, where do you have to go to get on to get into the chat
room? It's just, you know, self-explanatory. Like, once you get in there, it just says chat, and people click it. But, you know, oh, well. I can't find it. I wouldn't want people telling me what the fuck to do all the time. Look, people out there, we're not angry people. But there are a few things that piss us off. There are 100 of them.
We set flame to it.
Oh, yeah, we definitely set flame.
Hey, guys, you guys talk in the public bathrooms?
Huh?
You guys talk, like, in the bathroom and stuff? Like, when you guys go to the bathroom and stuff?
Do I talk?
I be singing.
Yeah.
I be singing. I'm in the shower and shit. I keep a hoodie. Let's stay it up. I be singing. I'm in the shower and shit, but I don't be talking to myself.
I don't talk to myself. I'm going to get you checked out, okay?
No,
I'm
going
to take you to Bellevue.
No, I'm saying if you guys are going to public bathrooms, public, like let's say you guys were in a McDonald's or something.
Nah, there's no talking to myself.
I'm taking the piss over to the next man? Nah, not at all.
I might be taking the piss and talking to One Eye Willie. Yeah, there you go. You're a good
man.
I'm
not talking to anybody.
You're a good guy.
Later,
oh, all
out. I'm not talking to anybody with my Johnson now.
No?
Nah.
Okay.
Look, man, here's a few things we hate. We hate stupid people, stupid questions, stupid people who are under the impression that they are intelligent, stubborn stupid people in general. When your socks rip, when you try to put them on, I hate putting on, you know, wet socks. Women drivers, oh yeah, I hate women drivers.
Hey.
I can't drive. Like,
what?
And you know, the messed up thing about it, your insurance is a lot way cheaper than ours, and y'all getting more accidents than us. How is that possible? Y'all do little stupid shit like hit the gas, go over the curb. Oh, I didn't see that bump there. That's not a bump, that's a curb. Oh, wow. We get into accidents a lot less than women, and we have to pay our ass for insurance. What is that all about?
It is what it is.
Yeah, I bet.
Those few women give us a bad name.
Oh, shit. A guest really told me, hook me up. Good looking out, man. Said, or miss. Says, nah, actually, as long as you get on the website, the chat thing comes up automatically. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
It does. I'm in there. I'm going to set up my profile and do that damn thing now.
Oh, yeah, definitely do the damn thing.
You know, I think for the folks out there.
Yeah. I hate being wrong. I don't know about you guys. Oh, I hate people that snore, and I definitely can't stand when people stare. Like, take a picture. Take a picture and you can look at that all day. Stop staring at me, man. I hate girls that have stinky breath. Your breath smells like dog shit. A mixture of trash, juice, and dog shit.
Really?
Oh, man. I hate people that talk all in my face. I have no, I mean, like, yo, I can hear you across the room. You don't have to be all up in my face. Your breath smells like bum sex. Like, you know what I mean?
Ooh.
Smells like sour, fucking, sour, sour fucking trash cans and shit.
Ooh.
I hate mumblers, alarm clocks, clocks that chime, slow drivers. If you don't know how to... If you don't know how to, if the speed limit is 35 and you don't know how to do 50, stay off the road. Like, I'm in a rush. I'm always late, okay? I'm late. I'm going to be late to my fucking funeral, all right? That's just what I am. I'm a late bastard. I can't help it.
Sounds good.
That sounds good.
You stutter, nigga.
Oh, all right. Well, I got to be the N-word.
I ain't stuttering.
Well, I gotta be the N-word.
Well, now you're getting sensitive now, oh boy.
I'm a Virgo. Pardon me.
It's off. I forgot, yeah, your feminine shot is so right
now. I'm a little bitch boy.
Come on, boss, put your pink away.
It's 11:30. You're supposed to be here. You know, we're supposed to be there by 9.
Yeah, I'll be ready.
Yeah, you're always fucking late. You're late for your own fucking funeral.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Jay.
Yo.
I got something for you to do so you can really piss people off.
What?
Stand at a traffic corner, right?
Mm-hmm.
With a hair dryer. Pointing at the ongoing traffic.
yeah. Oh, man.
I do this at work. I holler different numbers, like let's say somebody's coming here and they're looking for check numbers, you know, 1347 and all that, and looking for different check numbers, and I, as they're saying the numbers, I'm there shouting out, like, 17, 34, 25.
Mm-hmm.
Start losing count and get some pissed off.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I hate people that do stupid shit like that. I really do. You know what I hate? That commercial. Oh! First of all, I hate Mentos commercials.
Ugh.
You know what I mean? You got the little, you know, the femboys, like, the little tight-ass clothes. Like, they about to go play golf with a turtle and shit. And they fucking just walk around and just out of nowhere, they break their neck. Mentos, the fresh maker.
Are you
fucking serious? I'm going to tell you what else, what other commercial hurt fucking gets on my nerves. You ever saw the Head-On commercial? The commercial? Head on. Apply directly to the forehead. Head on.
Head on.
I can't stand that commercial, but your product is amazing.
It really works?
Huh?
It really works?
I doubt it with his big ass head. He has a huge head. That's a lot of head on you gotta put. I thought I had a big head. He has a humongous head.
Don't be shit to do.
Huh? He said what? What the hell he say?
I don't know.
Head on. Apply directly to the forehead. Head on. Apply directly to the forehead. How many times are you going to say it? I'm not going to get you a little dirty product that comes only on, like, it only comes on stations that no one watches. It's never on Fox. Never on CNN. It's not even on CNN. It's not even on the Weather Channel. Actually, it is on the Weather Channel. What's
yeah,
on the Weather Channel are times that people don't be on.
Yeah, it comes down at like 3 in the morning.
Who watches the Weather Channel?
I do.
Sure. I watch Channel 1 is my Weather Channel.
I'm good. That's what gives me the weather for the week. Every 8 minutes.
You're trying to get the weather.
Is it every 8 minutes?
Every 8 minutes, goddammit.
yeah, because it can always change.
Weather on the 8th. Weather on the
8th. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
weather on the 8th.
You know what it is.
Oh, man. Yes, sir. Oh, man. Let's see what all other shit that pisses people off. This retarded ass phone. I think my mother's cooking something in the microwave. It's a retarded fucking phone I got. Oh man.
Oh man.
Yeah, I hate pencils that break every time you write with them.
Oh yeah, that pisses me off. When you write with a pen that has no more ink.
Ah, that's the worst. What about gum on your shoes?
Ooh, it's a sticky situation.
I got a better idea.
What
about the Eagles? Don't even get me into that. I love the Eagles, but they just suck this year. Or is that every year? That shit really pisses me off. I'm diehard. I'm not even going to watch football anymore. I'm not.
You're done with football?
I'm done with football, man. I'm moving on to tennis.
Crazy.
Tennis and ping pong.
Oh, well, you're a loser.
And beer pong.
And beer pong.
Foosball.
I'm going to give a shout out to Sexy Nana holding it down in East New York, Brooklyn.
East New York.
Brooklyn.
East New York, stand up. Bucktown, let's go.
Keep it tight, mama. Hey, La Cubanita, tell me something sexy I can say to Nena. Only difference is she's Boricua and you're Cubana, so it might be different. Or is it all the same?
No. It's all the same.
It's all the same?
Yeah, I mean, we got a couple of different words and stuff like that. Like, bicho for us Cubans is a bug, and bicho for them is a cop.
Oh, wow. 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 That's crazy. Oh, man. Do I sound out of control? My cock.
We know you're out of control.
He's
definitely out of control.
Yeah. Yo, have y'all ever seen Napoleon Dynamite?
That is a funny...
Yes.
The moment when the uncle's like, where's grandma at? Like, yeah, she
broke her cock. riding over the sand dunes.
Yeah. Grandma broke her cock. Riding over the sand dunes.
Oh, Lord.
No, my favorite part in that movie is when the uncle's talking about the football story with the nephew, and he grabs the steak off the plate and he chucks it at Napoleon, and so right in his face, knocks his glasses.
It's like, oh, gosh, what you had to do that for?
Gosh.
Gosh. Kippers aren't flipping anything. You'd have covered a piece of crap.
Gosh.
Yo, you're so dumb.
Gosh.
Foosball.
Foosball. What are you doing? Zane has a face on his face.
Hey, whatever happened to that fat bitch?
What fat?
The Jamaican lady.
What's
Miss Cleo? 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 Cleopatra?
Psychic?
Cleopatra.
I don't know, but she used to come on like... all the infomercials at night, right?
Yeah, call me now.
I can tell you your love life. Your lucky numbers.
Lucky numbers.
Bitch, if you had lucky numbers, you wouldn't be on TV right now.
Exactly. No, the better idea is, bitch, if you were so psychic, you would know that you're not popular no more. I mean, what's going on?
She's definitely winged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's definitely winged.
Crazy.
Oh, man. What's up with these people out here walking around with their fucking pants to their ankles?
I mean, I guess they think they live in that jailhouse life, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like,
that's what that shit's really about. Like, that, you know what I mean? One of my, I was young, so I used to do that shit. That shit was funny.
You calling 911 out here?
Yeah, no technical difficulties.
Don't call the cops.
Please don't call the cops.
Yeah, please don't do that.
I only heard three digits dial up just now. And the only three digits I could ever think of a nigga would dial is that police shit. Please don't call the cops.
And the fucked up part about it is that there's a show up to your house. You don't even get no phone call back or nothing. All of a sudden, doom, 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 doom.
Yeah, that's just disgusting. We don't need that.
Yeah, we definitely don't need that.
I'm trying to stay as low off the radar as possible.
Very low. Super low.
Niggas, they do niggas don't show on my scanner.
So they don't show on your scanner?
Them niggas don't show on my scanner.
Nope. You in here for marijuana? Marijuana? Man, this is some bullshit.
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck dick for coke.
I seen them.
Now that's an addiction, man. Have you ever sucked some dick for marijuana?
Huh?
No. No, I can't say I have. I didn't think so.
Oh, man, I got to play that joke, man. I'm sorry, 6-4, man.
Hey, let me ask you guys something. What about, don't you hate those things when they say, oh, when something's new and improved? Well, if it's new, and that means there's nothing, there's never been nothing like it before, right?
Yeah.
And if it's improved, then that means that there must have been something like it before.
Yeah.
So what is it? Is it new or is it improved?
I don't know. Well, why do they call refried beans refried beans? Are they really refried? And then when you save them and fry them again, do you call them refried beans?
What about that refried ice cream?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
I don't know what the deal is with that. I'm a little nervous to eat that.
That's great. It's excellent. I love it.
Oh, you ate it before?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, what?
Refried ice cream.
Refried ice cream.
Yeah.
That's great.
Like, I don't understand that.
I don't do that.
Hit us up on the jam lines, 347-215-8388. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests to the 9 o'clock p.m. hour. This is Wild Out Wednesdays, October 24th. You're listening to the Technical Difficulty Show.
Sure.
Just had to put that out there.
No.
Oh, man.
Keeping it authentic out here, that's all.
It definitely is. I'm looking for a song that, you know, that's hardcore, like, you know, something that's going to be a lot of fuck you, suck dick, bitch ass nigga, some shit like that. Busy Bone and Twister,
No good.
I'll put some Chameleon Nail on there and Crazy Bone. That might be, you know, that might stir shit up, look, you know, be a little too stupid. Now, I want to send this out to La Cubanita. Yeah, it's probably like, you know, 20 seconds, maybe 10 seconds.
Mark! Yeah! Ing! Yeah! Bird! Yeah! 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 Mockingbird, don't everybody have you heard? She's gonna buy me a mockingbird.
Oh. I feel like an asshole. I thought it was stolen.
You're an asshole.
I thought it was done. Oh, man. Now, but you know what? Bet. I'm going to send that. This is right here. This is going out to all the haters. This is going out to all the cats out there that want to wild out. You know what I mean? All the chicks out there. Chocolate, you know. Nana, you know. La Cubanita, you know. Lisa, everybody out there holding it down. Everybody in the chat room.
Exact double D.
You know, oh, yeah, double D. You know what I mean? It's 6-4-S-D. You know what I mean? Ebra, Big D. This is going out to all everybody. You know what I mean? All the gangsters out there doing their thing. You know what I mean? All the gangsters out there on the rise right now around the area in your neighborhood store near you, all the bodegas. It's going out to y'all. Keep it locked. After here. On the TD show.
Get back.
Down your heart. Sing my heart. Sing my heart. Yeah. Yeah. Here's a one that else to know. The real warrior don't play. And if you run it up, you have to run away. Who up there ready to be right? I run away. No, they run for those, and they might run on a high, high. Slip them for slip, and now I slide them for slide, slide. Only a fool gets caught up in his own pride, right? Who up there ready for the ride?
Gangsters ain't this fly. This is just a rare occasion. You can hear it blazing soon as the layers raising. Hell yeah, we hazing. Sexy pair of Asians. Chinky eyes, dark hair. You would swear they Asian. They Bahama mamas. Holding llama mamas. Put the gangster grills on when it's drama mamas.
Murder them. Murder them.
They don't make a move till they get word from him. I could be in Fiji. One call of Gigi. She on some belly shit like X with a squeegee. They say it's gangster, but it's just a way of life. It's like a bitch better make every day your wife. I'm from the era of the shootouts, the drug spots. Happy to be here, so I smile in my mugshot. The David Dinkin years. I even dug Koch before the George Bush drug watch. Blood clot. Before dishonor, the scent that you smelling on my breath is marijuana. Before I left the Tijuana, I told them it was war, so they nephew or they mama better wear tepper, they are gonna. That's what it sounds like when thugs cry. I see things, see wings when the slugs fly. Low life, low so, P-wing rug by. Low petty, young niggas are know already. I go back like recline, no need for rewind. Still run through flat bush like the D-line. Usually just a team, custom extra niggas being necessary. Just like a Uzi with a beam and a koozie full of steam. Susie and Janine, niggas do shit like this, but it's usually in their dreams. Gangster don't sleep, less his guns by the bed. Ever wonder why the bread gets snatched by the bed?
I wonder if you know, they real gangster don't play.
You're now back with the TD show. 6-4. SD.
Yo.
Cuba.
Yes, yes, I'm right here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no, all right, we back in the building.
Of course, in the building, I ain't going nowhere, man. I was just seeing what was going on over here real quick.
All right, well, we got to get ready to wrap our show up. See, it's funny because normally we wrap it up whenever, but now that it's actually live,
yes.
I mean, we want to end off in a good way.
No doubt.
We were having technical difficulties yesterday signing off.
Oh, yeah. Definitely was.
Apologies to everybody. We left everybody hanging.
Yeah. Sorry about that, guys. Well, for those of you that were listening, that was tuned in with three of NYC and one of North Jersey's realest, rudest, funniest DJs on talk radio. Once again, if you like Star and Buck Wild, Opie and Anthony, as well as Howard Stern, then you need to be here Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Each day is a new sizzling, spicy, sexy, rude, ignorant topic. Also spinning and mixing in all the new music, as well as filling you in with what's going on in the world as well as in the music business. Hosted by your boy JJ the X-Man, the Dude 6-4, the God SD, and the Tropical La Cubanita. Those jam lines, 347-215-8388. Today was Wild Out Wednesdays. We had a good show. People held it down. Thank you for everybody showing love in the chat room, just showing up, listening. Those of you that are now downloading the song, downloading the hours, listening. Show us a lot of support. Give us big ratings. Rate the show. Give us comments. And we are now making a MySpace page just for all of us, just for our show. It should be done sometime next week. Stay tuned for tomorrow, which is going to be Thursday the 25th. What topic we coming up with? We don't know yet. That's what's so sexy about us. What was that?
You gotta tune in to find out.
That's right, you gotta tune in to find out. Because it's technical difficulties, so anything can happen at any given time. Y'all can definitely hit me up on my MySpace at myspace.com/JJ_DA_HATER or 64 at
wherever he at, man.
Wherever he 64?
Me, wherever I'm at, man. Straight trees.
Well, you hit SD up at where?
Him and Matt, Young Split 59, straight up.
Young Split 59, that's myspace.com/YoungSpliff59. And La Cubanita, she's not giving her shit out. She said, when our page is done, that's when you see what's really popping.
Yep.
I'm going to close it out with a hardcore song from Hell Rel called Show Off. Anyone want to say their goodbyes, give it off their last shout-outs and all?
Stand now. Baby Omari, man. Baby O, know me, stand now. And West Brain, New Brain, you know, the hood, man. All the hoods, man, everywhere. Be straight trees.
Cuba?
I want to give a shout-out to the BX, East Tremont. I want to give a shout-out to North Jersey, West New York, West Bergen. And all my homies that are listening. And everybody showing support. That's what's up. Love you guys.
I'm going to
Brooklyn. Stand word. Up.
Brooklyn, Brooklyn, definitely stand up. Harlem, stand up.
Harlem, stand up.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Staten Island, stand up.
Q Barrow,
definitely. QU, stand up. You know, Manhattan, LES, I mean, stand up. What's the Dominican side of Manhattan?
Washington Heights,
yeah, the Heights, yep. Stand up. North Jersey, mm-hmm. South Jersey. I mean, everybody out there listening, Connecticut, stand up. You know, Philly, stand up.
Philly.
Florida, Delaware, stand up. I mean, Nana, hold it down. You know, stand up. You know, Lisa Chocolate, stand up.
Yes, please.
Yeah, definitely. Double D, stand up. You know.
D, stand up.
Zahora, chocolate. Lose weight and fall back.
Stand up, Chocolate. Stand up,
I don't
child,
think the horror can even stand up with a fat ass.
Nah, man, fuck all that
just
shit. I'm done with making that fat bitch famous. She need to fall back. She's a wayside pocket material type bitch.
Yeah, she is. She already been slammed into the corner. Stop pocket.
Niggas already gave to the needy. We're done giving to the needy. Now we must move along.
That's true. That's definitely true. I agree with that, man. Definitely agree with that, man.
And I'm going to leave it at that. And if you got something to say, bitch, I'm here. I'm in the spot, like, fucking cooked up crack with hood.
Keep it locked till tomorrow, 7 to 9. Y'all have a good night. I'm not playing Hell Rail. Fuck that. Technical difficulties. I'm playing Graffiti Boys featuring Jibs, Ride Swerve. Keep it locked.
Fuck
later. Fuck that. Yeah.
Man, you know we Ride Swerve. Man, you know we Ride Swerve. Break, switch, Ride Swerve. Man, you know we blast, break, switch, blast, man, you know we blast, break, switch, blast, man, you know we blast, break, switch, blast, break, switch, blast, break, switch, blast, man, you know we blast, break, switch, blast,
96 and pilot. switch, brass word. Man, you know we brass word. Break switch, brass word. Man, you know we brass word. Break switch, brass word. Break switch, brass word. Break switch, brass word. Man, you know we brass word. Break switch, brass word.
Young BB King, cause I get it. Get me out of Memphis here with a round of 22. And I hit the break and brass word. Fool, what they talk about?
We brought